Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting from Atlanta, Georgia, this is The Bright Side with Technisha.
A daily broadcast on real-life issues that will keep you motivated.
And now, here's your host, Technisha.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Bright Side with Technisha. And today is March the 11th, 2014. And I'm here with Dr. Wendy Lyon, who is a psychologist, master relationship and life coach, author, and speaker. Since 1999, she has helped hundreds of singles and couples to transform their lives and create loving partnerships. Dr. Wendy is a co-author of the book Roadmap to Success with Deepak Chopra and Ken Blanchard. She holds a doctorate in psychology from the University of California and was a college psychology professor. Happily married since 2005, Dr. Wendy offers individual and couples coaching and conscious dating courses. And for your complimentary true love test and love path consultation, see www.mytruelovepath.com. Again, www.mytruelovepath.com. Let Dr. Wendy guide you to true love. Hi, Dr. Wendy. How are you?
Hi, Technisha. It's a pleasure to be here with you today. Thank you so much. I'm doing well. Hope you are, too.
I am. I love love. That's what, I mean, like I always tell people, that's what brought us into this world, or maybe not for everybody, but somebody had to have true love to start it off.
That's right.
It is an honor. It's a pleasure to have you on this show.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, and I'm glad that you love love. It's so important.
I do, and I guess I love it because I'm born in February, too, so that really helps.
Happy belated birthday to you.
Thank you. And I see you've been married since 2005, and I have, too.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Now, in your book with Deepak Chopra called Roadmap to Success, you share your roadmap to relationship success. Why do people need a roadmap to have successful relationships?
Well, that's a good question, Technisha. Thank you for asking.
Yeah,
so I was happy to be part of this book with Deepak Chopra and Ken Blanchard called Roadmap to Success, and I wrote my Roadmap to Relationship Success, and I realized when I was writing that most people do not have a roadmap at all. They are just out there bumbling around hoping they'll find somebody, and they don't know where they're going. So it's interesting because unlike every other aspect of life, when it comes to relationships, most people think we're just supposed to know what to do, but we don't. I mean, if we want to be proficient at anything else in life, like let's say you want to learn a sport or a job skill, or maybe you want to learn a foreign language or a new musical instrument, well, it's not just going to happen like magic, with a magic wand, and then you learn your skill. No, you've got to take some time. You've got to learn and study and practice with anything in life. But interestingly, when it comes to relationships, we tend to think, oh, it's going to be like the fairy tales, and it'll just happen, and we'll just live happily ever after, and it'll all be perfect, and it just doesn't work out that way. So
yeah, that's
what's that?
I said that's how they actually want it to be. Go ahead, Dr. Wendy. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think that people think that way because we're looking at the media, we're looking at these relationships,
exactly.
Oh, love, and that's not how it actually is. It's actually just a movie. And, of course, they're going to make it look like, oh, boy fell in love, girl fell in love. Oh, they married, now they have a happy family. No.
And, well, here's the thing. Yeah, we get these romantic movies, the Hollywood movies, the fairy tales, the romance novels, so you think that that's how it's supposed to go. And, I mean, the good news is you can find true love. You can live happily ever after, but you need to do your homework first. You need to take the time to learn and study and practice and get yourself a roadmap. So it is important for people to have a roadmap to have successful relationships, and that's kind of my mission here to help them have it, because most people just don't know what they're doing. They tend to spend more time considering their options when they're choosing their next car. When people are, you know, in the process of buying a new car, they'll take a lot of time, they'll research it. But when they're looking for a new partner, they tend to find, you know, the first one that's good looking and nice, and that's it. And it doesn't always work out. I mean, half of all marriages end in divorce, as you know. So wouldn't it be nice to have a good roadmap? I mean, when we don't get that good guidance and roadmap, we tend to make some poor choices. And, you know, when we don't learn how to create great relationships, we might pick the wrong partners, and then we blame our partners and say, well, it's your fault. There must be something wrong with you. But if we were wise and had our roadmap in the first place, we would know how to create a great relationship from the beginning.
Yeah, so actually before getting in deep in a relationship, Dr. Wendy, you should just sit down and make a list of all the things that you might be looking for in a relationship.
That is a good start, absolutely. Yeah, you want to give it some forethought. Some people are just not really thinking about the future and tend to go with whatever shows up and think that, well, somebody shows up and likes you, then maybe you're supposed to be with them. Not necessarily. Just because somebody's interested in you doesn't mean they're right for you.
Mm-hmm.
So making a list is good, but you want to be careful about that list, because sometimes people put everything on the list. They've got every little thing that they might ever want in a partner. And then you're sometimes looking for the wrong thing. So what's important is to get clear about what's really essential for you in a relationship. And actually, I'll get to that in more depth in a little while, but that's the place where people sometimes make a mistake. They might make a long list and have every little thing that they might ever want in a partner, but what you really want to focus on are the essential ingredients, the core deal breakers, those relationship requirements that have to be there or else it's not going to work. And most people don't know what those are because they don't have that, you know, roadmap to successful relationships, and they haven't worked with me. They haven't done this conscious dating work to help get clear on what really has to be there. So it's not your fault if you don't know. It takes a little time and focus and study, and then you can get clear.
Yeah, now that's actually what jumped in my head. And when you're making this list, you got to make it realistic. You can't base it, like we were just talking about, you can't base it off a fairy tale. It's got to be realistic. And I love one of my coworkers. I do.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that she loves, as I mentioned on another love show as well, that she loves the guys that look like strippers, basically. They do. They look like strippers. She likes the guys that are bold, to have all the muscle and the abs, and I say, well, then I really hope one day that she does find true love. She never mentioned it, but I say, I hope that you don't base the relationship off just of the guy's look.
Right, because that's only part of the equation. That's not enough for a lasting love relationship. I mean, it might be enough for a brief romance. But it's not going to, unless all the other aspects are there, then it's unlikely that will be enough to keep it going. And especially, so that's why she's attracted to these, you know, strong guys that are good looking, which is nice, but what else is there?
Yeah. Exactly. That fade looks, like I said, it looks fade away. So what are you going to do when they start getting older? Yeah, so that's something that I hope that she thinks about.
Yeah,
so,
and even more important than that is when you're looking, if you really want a partner in your life, you want somebody who's on the same page as you, who's aligned with your vision of what you want for your future. So don't be dating people who just want to have fun if you want a long-term relationship. That's a critical piece that some people miss. They can find someone they're attracted and then they don't bother to see if they're going in the same direction. And then there's a lot of heartache when they find out they're not.
Yeah. So, Dr. Wendy, when we're thinking about choosing a relationship consciously, this is where we start thinking about, like, is this relationship really good for me? Is it helpful? Because Shouldn't it be that dating can be just for anybody who wants to date? Is that a good thing, or do you think that everybody is, or do you think that it's not intended for everybody to have someone?
Well, you don't want to just date a warm body just to have someone in your life.
Yeah.
So I would recommend, I mean, it depends where you are in your life right now. If you're looking for true love that lasts, a life partnership, then you want to get crystal clear about what the kind of relationship would be right for you, and don't settle for anything less. So don't, yeah, because so many of us will get caught up in the wrong relationship, and months and years can go by and we're not really available for a better partner who would really be a better match. So unless you just are wanting to have fun and not get too serious, it's important to stay focused on what's most important and not just you know, settle down with anybody. But at the same time, when you're dating and you're meeting new people, it's sure you can go out and meet a lot of different people. That's fine.
Yeah.
But just don't go getting involved with everybody you meet. That's my advice.
Exactly.
Yeah, not everybody's going to be a good match for you.
Mm-mm. What looks gold is not actually gold, and what looks green on the other side is not actually that way. Someone wrote last night about that, too, on a website. They were saying that what looks green on the other side is not looking through the lens is.
That's a good point, Technisha.
Mm-hmm. And I thought I like that. And also, just because you're single, to me, it doesn't mean that there's not somebody for you. You just set yourself up for what you actually want. So if you're still single, don't think it's not nobody out there for you. It's somebody out there. And as I was discussing yesterday on my show, you also have to put God first, because God will find you who you actually want. Sometimes we be looking for that true love, and we're doing it our way, and that's not the way God wants you to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it is. I'm glad you brought that up. It's so important to believe that you can have it. That's
mm-hmm.
the key, to really believe that you can have this life and not be worrying that it's never going to happen for you, because that's so often what I hear from people. They're afraid this isn't going to happen, they'll never have it, it's too late. And unfortunately, when we're believing things like that, that could be a self-fulfilling prophecy, and we never end up having the kind of right relationship that we would really like to have.
Exactly. You just have to be patient and wait for it. Your time will come. It might not be meant for you to be the right person.
And in addition to being patient and waiting, there's some important steps that you can take. So you don't just have to sit around and hope somebody knocks on your door. You can be proactive.
I definitely agree with that. So what do you feel is the most important first step that we could take if we want to get the happily ever after in our lives and relationships?
Well, thanks for asking. So I know most people looking for love think they're supposed to just run out and find somebody, but the most important step you can do is to focus on yourself first, because your most important relationship is the one with yourself. If you're not treating yourself with love and kindness, it's likely that nobody else will. So what I see is that most people are pretty hard on themselves. They tend to be harder on themselves than anybody else, and most of the clients I've worked with have been focusing on their faults and finding themselves lacking and feeling like they're not good enough and maybe too old and thinking, oh, I should be different, or it's too late for me, all that stuff that just keeps you down. So I'd like everybody listening to start with you. That's the first step, is to really learn how to love yourself and take good care of yourself and treat yourself with love and kindness. And instead of all, we tend to should on ourselves. We tell ourselves, you should do this, you should do that, you should look younger, and you should have the perfect partner and make more money and, you know, have well-behaved children and your house should be clean and all that stuff. You know, we're always busy shooting. So just notice when you're doing that. Are you judging yourself? Are you shooting on yourself? And how does it feel when you do that?
Exactly. I agree with every bit of that.
doesn't feel so good. It's like, oh, it's heavy, and you don't feel like, you know, ready for love. So, you know, what if, like we could take a moment and just have everybody just, if you want, close your eyes, take a deep breath, and just notice all the ways you've been hard on yourself. You've been maybe judging or blaming or telling yourself you should be different. What if you could give yourself a break and give yourself permission to just accept yourself the way you are? If this is you, and you are perfectly fine just the way you are.
Yeah, because I always, there's somebody for everybody out there. It doesn't matter if you're big, slim, or purple, black, or blue. It's somebody just for you. Somebody who's going to love you being purple, black, or blue, or big, or small.
Exactly. Exactly. That's right, Technisha. So when you can love yourself just the way you are, somebody else can love you too. But when you're busy finding fault with yourself, it's likely you'll attract somebody who's going to find fault with you.
Mm-hmm. You got to love yourself in order to love somebody else. You don't
right.
love yourself, why can't you love anybody else? And that's so true.
It's real important. Yeah, and we feel so much better when you can just relax and feel comfortable in your own skin. Life's a lot more fun. You're not busy worrying about, oh, how do I look? Am I okay? Do I sound right? Do I smell funny? Well, you're not focused on all that, then it's a lot easier. And you can connect with somebody more easily because you're not all self-conscious worrying about how you're appearing. And you can be more present to connect with another person. So let's see, how can the listeners bring more self-love and acceptance into their life? Or Technisha, you can answer that. How can you bring more self-love and acceptance into your life?
Well, that is a good question. How can I bring acceptance? Well, as I said, I think I have to truly love myself and have a pure heart and definitely let God lead the way. And to accept actual love, I think I have to don't be acceptable of everything, but you know, to me, prayer comes in a lot of stuff. I would have to pray to actually find the true things I need to accept, because I want the clean things in my life. I don't want the unhealthy stuff. So,
So
I think that would be some steps to actually accept that true love. Because I know everybody has their belief in relationship, thinking that they don't always work. The older guys thinking, oh, nobody don't want me, or women the same way, nobody don't want me. But there's plenty of people out there who want an older guy, or maybe an older woman. For instance, myself, I'm younger than my husband, so our relationship works out just fine. And it'll be 10 years by June the 5th.
Good for you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah. So... You know, for everyone listening, what if you could accept and appreciate yourself just as you are? That doesn't mean that you have to be perfect. You can just be the way you are, and you can even be on a path of self-improvement. Maybe you want to make some changes in your life, but instead of beating yourself up along the way, you can be loving and kind to yourself on your path to self-improvement.
Yes, I do.
So that's
agree
the
with
big difference. Mm-hmm.
Now, not trying to overstep any boundaries, but I do believe in Dr. Wendy, what she's saying about you do have to accept yourself, be who you are. But also, for some who, when it comes to finding someone, let's make sure we take care of ourselves inside and out. Because a lot of people, and Dr. Wendy, I know you probably have ran into some people, they start talking and you just smell their breath or something. We got to take care of everything when we're looking for somebody. And that's your hygiene. Everything goes into it.
Yes, you want to take the best care of yourself that you can.
Exactly. That does not mean to go up to somebody and you know you just ate some onions and you think they're supposed to talk to you. No. I think a lot of people we want to make sure that Dr. Wendy's message is very clear. She's not saying to worry about your weight or your size or how or how you think you might look or think you're unattractive. We're talking about let's take care of, if you know you ate onions, if you know you're not smelling right, let's make sure all that's taken care of before you walk up to somebody. That's basically all I'm saying, Dr. Wendy, because a lot of people...
Yes. We get out. I agree. You would take the little extra steps to make sure you're showing up in your best light. How about that? So you're...
Exactly.
Right, you're clean and ready to go, but that doesn't mean you have to be overdoing it. Some people tend to try to market themselves and try to like be something they're not, and really go overboard with the, you know, the hair and the makeup and the, all the stuff. And you can do, of course, do some of that as much as you're comfortable with. But when you feel like, oh, I have to do all this stuff in order to be acceptable, that's
exactly.
You want to revisit that and say, maybe not. Maybe you don't need to do so much.
You don't put on too much cologne. You got to kill the woman because you overpowered yourself with all that smell good. And the women, we have to calm down with the makeup. And I have seen women who have on too much, and you be like, oh, my God. Are we participating in a show? Or
right.
Well, is that how you really want to look? So
yes, let your real self show through.
Now, Dr. Wendy, like I always want to ask people, how much of your true self do you really want to show or that you need to show?
Well, you want to always be your authentic self wherever you are, and that doesn't mean that you share your deepest, darkest secrets with the first person you meet. So it's good to be discerning. I mean, people you let into your inner circle are those you care about and you trust, and so you can be divulging more information to those people. And so ideally you're always bringing your true self wherever you go.
Yes.
You're not going to be somebody else in one situation and a different person somewhere else. So bring your authentic self with you everywhere, and you know, when you're comfortable in your skin and happy with yourself, people are going to be drawn to you. They'll enjoy being around you. You'll be like a magnet. You're going to have people wanting to, hey, who is this? I want to spend time with you. When you're loving and accepting yourself and happy with who you are, showing up, being your real self, people like that. You're going to have them, you'll get to be the chooser and decide, well, of all these people interested in me, who do I want to spend my time with?
Uh-huh. Yes. So once we're happy with ourselves, what's the next step we could take if we want true love in our life?
Well, I would say the next step is to get real clear about what you want. You know, So maybe you've told yourself, oh, I'll just know it's right when I meet the right person. I don't have to think about what I want in a relationship. But unfortunately, as I mentioned before, most people really don't know. We might choose partners who look good. Maybe they're fun to be around. But we often don't even know what's truly essential to us to be happy in a relationship. So it's really important to know what you want and not just settle for whoever shows up. So let's say if your version of living happily ever after includes getting married and having a family, don't be dating people who just want to have fun. Even if there's a good-looking one who asks you out, you know, don't fall for that. You want to be focused on your goals here. So that's real important. So you want to take time to clarify your vision for the future and only date people who are aligned with your vision. So that makes a world of difference. I know I've been there before I met my husband. I dated some people who weren't quite aligned with me, and I learned that doesn't work. So, yeah. So if you want a wonderful partner in your life, you need to learn how to make wise choices that are based on the right things. I mean, I stayed with these boyfriends in the past for too long, and I tried to fix them up and turn them into somebody who could be a good husband for me, and as all, like a fixer-upper project, you know, that, and that doesn't work. That's no good. It doesn't work at all. They didn't want any fixing. They weren't, you know, it was ridiculous. So I met my husband, and we've been married since 2005, and that was that was a wise choice. I mean, he's a great match for me. He shares my vision. We're aligned. We're having fun. He meets all my requirements, and he's a great dad for our little boy. So that's what's important. So it's good to get clear, you know, what do you want? I mean, some women might say, oh, like the coworker you mentioned. So she likes these guys who are bodybuilder kind of guys, and, you know, they're good-looking. So, okay, but you want to have some more criteria when you're choosing a mate. You know, what else? What else is important?
Yeah, we're getting married with them. Sure, I feel like, I don't know what you was expecting, but, yeah, basically, I mean, you just going to get the short end of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess right now she's having fun. No family, no children, nothing. So, hey, I say each to their own. To me, I want the family type. And I got that, so, you know, things slow down. No going out and partying and looking for all those types of guys. It's not so good, though. But let me ask Dr. Wendy, because, you know, some people, they've been through a lot, you know, and they have been beat up a little. So, I mean, how are they supposed to just really just get out there and get that happy face on?
Right. Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Technisha, because that is really the main work I do with my clients and people who take my courses and work with me, is to help them work through the stuff that's been holding them back. And it's so often a belief that so many people think, well, I'm not good enough, I can't have what I really want, I have to just settle for whatever shows up. And all of those things, that does hold you back. And if you've experienced a lot of pain, and most of us who've made it to adulthood have had rejection and disappointment in our relationships, and it can be really hard to get back out there, absolutely. So I do help people to really shift things so they're feeling more empowered and positive and no longer burdened by everything that's been dragging them down. That's really transformational. Yeah, it's important to do that. Absolutely important. And maybe going back to what we were just talking about, how important it is to know what you want. And it's also important to believe that you can have it. So you want to know what you want. And to get clear on, you know, what's essential for you. So relationship requirements might include things like honesty. I mean, that's one people don't think of, but if you don't have honesty in the relationship, if you can just forget it, it's probably not going to work.
Yeah.
You know, there's some, yeah, so there's some important things like that, and it may be monogamy. I mean, that seems like a big one for a lot of people. You want to have a partner who's faithful and who's loyal to you, and where you're agreeing that you're committed to the relationship. And there might be things like children or no children or financial security and things like that. Those are things that tend to be deal breakers for people. So if you do want to live happily ever after, you need to get clear about what all those things are for you, all your requirements, and promise yourself that you won't compromise on any of those things. So if you can do that, then you can have a great relationship. And you need to believe in yourself, to believe in your vision, believe you can have the love you want with a partner who is right for you. And I know that's the challenge for a lot of people, so that's what I'm helping them with so often in my work, is to really help you believe in yourself and believe this is possible. And when you're believing it, there's nothing that can stop you.
So for the listeners out there, how can they go about maybe asking for what they really want in a relationship?
Yeah, it is important to ask for what you want in a relationship. If you want to live happily ever after with your sweetie, with your true love, you need to learn how to ask for what you want. So let's start with the people who are single. If you're not in a relationship, that's a good time to start asking for what you want, because you want to, again, be clear about the kind of person you want to date. And you want to let people know, let people know, your friends, your family. You can ask them and be specific about the kind of partnership that you're looking for. If you're dating somebody, let's say you're meeting new people, don't hide it. If you're really serious about finding a life partner, don't hide that, because so many women that I talk to say, oh, I don't want to tell these guys that I want to get married. Oh, my God, they're going to run. Well, the ones that run aren't for you. You know, so it's okay to ask for what you want. It's okay to share that information, and don't just hang out together and hope that they might guess that you want a committed relationship. You got to say something about it and ask for it. Yeah, that's important. Yeah, because if you don't, then if you don't ask for what you want, it's unlikely you'll get it. So, and if you're in a relationship with somebody, don't just assume that they're going to know what you want. So
no.
I've worked with a lot of couples. They think, oh, well, if my partner loves me, he can read my mind. He should know.
No.
You know, they think, yeah. So that doesn't work, you know, that we expect the other person to just know, to read our minds and figure it out.
As we mentioned earlier, Dr. Wendy, you know, we were talking about the misconceptions of the media always playing that love role and making it look like that you just really need somebody in your life. But do you find to be true that somebody can love you more than you truly love yourself?
Well, let's see. I guess that could absolutely happen. And so let's back up. So you were saying that we get bombarded with this message that everyone needs to be coupled and in a loving relationship.
Because if you don't have somebody, then technically you're just going to be unhappy and miserable. But
mm-hmm.
I know some people, and as we mentioned before, God always plays a part in this. If you got him, that is love. So
mm-hmm.
I don't feel
yes.
If you don't have somebody, you could still be happy, but I think that media plays a part, a little tricky part on you.
Exactly. Thank you for bringing that up, Technisha. Yeah, so there is kind of this push in our culture to be coupled, absolutely, and a bit of a stigma associated with being single. Like, it's not okay, there's something wrong with you. Not necessarily at all. So I say much better to be single than to be settling for something that's not right for you. And depending on where you are in your life, it may not be the right time for you to be in a relationship. So there are times in life when it's best to not be in a relationship. When, let's say, you're getting over a divorce or a bankruptcy, or you're really busy with school, or you're just starting a new career and totally focused on that, whatever it might be. And if you don't have time and energy for a partner, then it's a good time for you to be being single. And that's fine. And it's a great time to focus on creating a life that you love. I mean, that's my main work with people is not so much helping them find somebody, but helping you create a life that you love and then attracting in that love that would be right for you. So you're living a life you love with the love of your life. but there are times in life when partnership is not the ideal place. And I'd absolutely recommend that people be single for as long as it takes and not just settle for anyone who shows up that you want to be.
Exactly.
Really discerning about what's right for you and be asking for what you want, asking for the right kind of relationship, and then when you do meet somebody, be able to have good communication and clarity and ask for what you want. And you know, sometimes what you want may change as your relationship changes. I have a 3-year-old son, so what I often want right now from my husband is help with our child so I can do a few other things like work, you know? So,
I have 10 girls, so I do know that you'd be needing that backup.
Exactly, yeah. And when you get what you want, don't forget to say thank you and let people know you appreciate them for being there for you, for being supportive, for helping you. And you can practice that in all your relationships with family members, with friends, with coworkers.
Yeah, because I usually watch divorce court on TV, and a lot of the couples would say, oh, they wasn't appreciative of what I did. And And it goes a long ways when you say thank you. And I think sometimes people forget that, oh, I'm with them. I don't have to say thank you. They already know how I feel. But no, they don't. If you don't tell them that you love them, if you don't say thank you, people think that you're not appreciative.
That's right.
But
it's
you know
so
what
important.
I was, Dr. Wendy, because that brought, when we were talking about single, now, if you're single, how can you make a relationship really your first priority?
Well, you want to make it a priority in your life. And yeah, if you don't have a partner and you want one, you want to make finding a partner a priority. So you need to make time to meet people, show up at events that interest you. You want to make eye contact with people, say hello, be friendly, and let the people in your life know that, that you're looking for a partner. You can use the Internet, of course. That's a great way to connect with people. But don't just rely on that as the only way to meet people. You want to also get that out there in the world and connect. So I often am working with single people who are so busy in their lives they don't have any time or energy to meet anyone. So you need to carve out some time and space to have a partner in your life and be ready to open your heart to somebody. That's a big one, because sometimes single people might be, you know, still your heart may be kind of closed off. Maybe you're still thinking about someone from your past, and there's not really room for anyone new. So it's so important to be able to show up and have an open heart to be available to connecting with somebody new.
Yeah.
And I know that's not so, it's easier said than done. That's why I do the work I do. Got to help people with that part. That's not so easy, but it can be done, absolutely. Yeah.
It's not trying to find someone, dating, all that apparently seems like it's just hard work, but it could be done.
And it could be fun. It can be fun, too. Doesn't have to be so hard.
No, it doesn't. Well, I know you probably get that. I know you probably get this one particular question, like, how do I actually know what I want? Because some people don't, like I think you mentioned earlier, some people don't know what they really want. And they find it much easier to things they don't really want than what they can want. So what kind of answers do you give them on that?
Well, that's a good place to start, Technisha, to look at what you don't want and to look back at past relationships that didn't work and recognize, oh, well, I don't want dishonesty and I don't want cheating, obvious things like that. But, you don't want poor communication where you can't really talk to each other. You know, those are sort of obvious things, but it's good to get clear. So if you don't want those things, well, what do you want? You want to have good communication. You want to have honesty. You want to have loyalty, things like that. So that can help when we look at what we don't want, we turn it around and see, well, what do you really want? And you want to make your relationships a priority in your life. So don't just assume, oh, they'll take care of themselves. Everything's going to be okay. And you don't have to do anything about it. So if you've got people in your life that you care about, you need to make that a priority in your life. You know, make time and space for those people and let them know you care. Like, show your appreciation. Say thank you. You know, think about that. What are some ways you can show that you care?
Yes. Yes. And even when you're in I think some people, they start to wine and dine when they get to the relationship. Then once you get on in there with the marriage, then you let all that die down. No, keep your appearance up. Bring the flowers. She said before you even got the person to engage into you. So you just have to keep it rekindled every day. You don't let it die down. Just, oh, I'm married now, so I got you. I'm done.
Right.
I'm going to walk around in my pajamas all day. No.
Yeah, so if you want to really show, if you've got a partner in your life, you show them that you care. Listen with genuine interest. So often when we're listening to somebody, we are looking for the opportunity to speak and not really listening with care and interest. But what if you can listen without judging, without interrupting, being fully present, being attentive? That's a nice gift to give anybody. It doesn't have to be your partner. It could be another family member, a friend, a coworker. They'll love to be around you. And another thing that people tend to do when they're together, or even if they haven't been together that long, those smartphones of ours tend to come out and people start texting or talking when they're with somebody else. So I think that unless it's an emergency, you want to put the phone down. You know, if you're having dinner with your sweetie or with a friend or anybody, don't be spending half of your evening out talking or texting with somebody else.
Well,
that's really, really awful. But I see it all the time, so I just wanted to put in a plug there. Sending a message. The message is, well, that the relationship is not top priority. That's the message.
Especially on that first date, you definitely do not want to do that. Do not pull out the phone. Come on.
It's rude. Absolutely.
I think I read somewhere where you can help people delve into themselves, Dr. Wendy. How do you go about doing that? Is this a conscious part of the mind?
Yeah, well, I do a lot of work with people to help them sometimes bring up things that are not so conscious, that are back there and subconscious, that have been stopping them and blocking them and keeping them from living a life they love and having the love they want. And it's so important to get that stuff out. And it's often beliefs about themselves, that I'm not okay the way I am and I need to be different and I'll never have what I really want. Those kinds of things can be so detrimental. And then it might be beliefs about relationships, that relationships are hard and I'll be hurt and I'm better off not having one and it's too dangerous and all that stuff that keeps us, keeps us afraid, keeps us from moving forward. Because if you're believing those kinds of things, you can't move forward. So I help people to uncover what's there and to transform it so that they're no longer stuck, they're no longer believing those things, and there's a new path so they can start to believe, I am okay the way I am. I do deserve love in my life. I could have a good relationship. There could be somebody good for me. And there's over 100 million single people out there. There could be one good one that's a good match for you, and probably more than one. So it's important to really turn that around. And so when people are then feeling strong and positive about what's possible, and then everything can shift. It's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. I agree with that all the way. I do. And as you were saying, in starting a healthy relationship, there are things that we have to do that people don't actually do. And, of course, listeners, I would go over that one, as Dr. Wendy was saying, make a roadmap plan. And then you got to know yourself. And also another one that's very keen, we just have to let go of the past. We can't dwell on that because a lot of times we worry about so-and-so hurting me, so now this person going to hurt me too. And we can't let that hinder us because you will run somebody away. That's why I think, as you were saying, really get to know a person because you really don't know if they have problems or issues. You do not want to be the next victim.
Good point.
I do not want to be tied up and interrogated. What is going on here? Got you tied up.
No. You want to be very discerning and be the chooser in your life and choosing the partner that's right for you, choosing a life that's right for you.
Yeah.
The clearer you are, the easier that is to do. So that's, I help people with getting to that clarity and really knowing what's going to work and what's not.
Yeah, I do. I mean, this is what I wanted to ask out the window. What do you think about mostly all these different dating sites that they have? Do you think they could be beneficial to some?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's worth an opportunity that didn't used to be there, and it's kind of nice. And although some people approach it like shopping, you know, and so you want to have the right attitude about it. This is an opportunity to connect with more people than you probably could ever meet if you were just walking down the street. So the best way to approach an online dating site is to be very clear about who you are and what you want. And I do help people get that clarity. I have a whole program to help you to really understand yourself and know what you're looking for. And so the more focused and discerning you can be in your profile, the better your chances are that you will attract somebody who's a good match for you. So you don't want to just put something very generic and vague up there, because then you'll get everybody, you know, all kinds of people interested who are probably are not going to be appropriate for you.
Okay.
So you, yeah, the clearer the better.
And we will, and we do, and you know, sometimes that's helpful a lot of people, because we do rely on a lot of email, we rely on online interaction, so that that is for people who stay busy all the time.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. So it's the technology that's available today. Might as well take advantage of it. And there are so many different sites. You can be selective about which sites you want to be on. And there have dating sites that are for certain age groups or certain interests. And so you're likely to meet people who are at least, you know, have something in common with. Or you can go with the bigger ones like the Match.com board. There's all kinds of people. And again, if you're clear, then it's likely you'll attract the right kind of people for you.
It's too many dating sites. I think they have over 1,500. Yes, I get so tired looking at these commercials. What we have, the latest commercial I have seen was Farmers.com. And then I just found out looking at Katie Couric's show that they have one. The gluten. If you're gluten free, they have a site just for you too.
Oh boy. Something for everyone. Well, that's good. But don't rely on that as the only way to meet people. I would say it's still important to get out there in the world, to be doing the things that you enjoy, showing up, be genuinely interested in people, you know, get yourself invited places. and you don't want to make time to connect with people, and let people know that you're in, not only that you're interested in meeting somebody, but the kind of partner that you're looking for.
Mhm. Yes. Because I mean, the online dating can be helpful, but it could be a hint too. Because I don't know you from the next person, and really, I don't know you, even if I probably still meet you in person, but that would give me a little keen sense of who you are, because you could either just put up any picture, you could say any words, and I think you have to just keep up certain guards when you're meeting someone. You have to check in your heart that, okay, maybe they're not telling the truth, because some things they're going to tell a lie about, some things they're not. So you just have to just be cautious before you go out with someone.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you want to, you know, meet in a public place, so those kinds of things. And initially, they don't spend too long emailing back and forth. I'd say get on the phone. If somebody seems pretty interesting, you want to have a conversation and then meet for a short meeting, and then you see if this seems like somebody you'd like to get to know better. But if you're clear about what you're looking for, you can be more discerning and be screening out the people who are not appropriate. So you want to be focused on that. If you're looking for your life partner, you don't want to let everybody in who's interested. You've got to be selective. And, yeah, I can help people with that if they're wanting support there.
Now, this is what I would like to ask. What was it like just in interacting with Deepak Chopra? I know he's a known author as well.
Oh, yeah, he's a famous guy. Well, I got to meet him twice, just briefly. He probably doesn't remember me. You know, he's a busy guy. But so I didn't get to, you know, work closely with him. But I do admire his work, and I think he's a brilliant guy. So that was an honor to be part of the book. And I do have copies of the book. I'd be happy to sign them and send them to people. So, Roadmap to Success. And in addition to my Roadmap to Relationship Success, there's some great information in this book. It's filled with how to be successful in your life, with your health, with your business, with pretty much every aspect of life. So a very useful book for anybody who's interested. Let me know.
I know, and the thing, and I know you're so proud of it too, because this is an interesting book, and I hope a lot of people do pick it up. So
they have to contact me directly to get it, though.
Yeah,
and I can send out signed copies.
Okay. And how could people actually contact you? What's your website?
My website is www.mytruelovepath.com. And my email is drwendy@mytruelovepath.com, and I'll even give my phone number. It's 415-342-1300. So in addition to the book, I'd be happy to offer complimentary Love Path consultations to the first 10 people who contact me. I can't do it for everybody, but if you're one of the first 10, we can have 30 minutes on the phone. I have a free true love test on my website, and that's real informative, so you can sign up and take the free true love test. I also have a free webinar that people can take, and it's packed with information for anybody who's single, who's been disappointed in relationships or confused about dating. It's a conscious dating webinar for finding your happily ever after, so that's another opportunity. What else do I have? I have, a new course coming up on Thursday. It's the Conscious Dating 12-Week Telecourse. Yeah. And that is a self-discovery and readiness course. And that's starting this Thursday. And, yeah, I could tell people a little bit more about that if they are interested. Do you want to hear more about that?
I would love to, because we still have time.
Oh, we have a few minutes, don't we? Okay. So this course is a life changer for people. It's an opportunity to really clarify your values, your vision, get clear on those essential relationship requirements, the things that are the deal breakers for you. You'll uncover and release any blocks and patterns that have stopped you, and these might be things that have stopped you for decades. So to uncover and release them so they're gone, can you imagine? You'll let go of habits and things and the people that don't support and inspire you. So you'll be bringing in the habits and things and people that do support and inspire you, that are much more aligned with your vision. And you'll learn to really believe in yourself, to truly believe that you deserve a life you love and the love that you want, and you'll believe in your vision for a loving partnership and know that that is what's next for you. You'll develop an effective plan for creating a life that you love and attracting in the love of your life, and you're going to get a lot of support. You'll get the support you need from me and from the other participants to really make your dreams come true. It's going to be a small group. I have a maximum of 10 people. I've got 4 spaces open right now, and I decided to take $100 off the normal price. So it's a 12-week course. I mean, it's like comprehensive, intensive. You get this 147-page workbook, homework every week. It's pretty pretty much covers everything that you would ever need to know. So it's that relationship course they never offered you in college. You get it now. And everything's included. So it's normally $6.95, and I decided to reduce the price to only $5.95, and I decided to add individual coaching so people can work with me one-on-one at no extra cost.
Cool.
That's like, isn't that ridiculous? I know, I've never done all that, but I just said, okay, people can have it all. You get the group, you get me one-on-one, so they get 2 full hours with me individually, and I'm offering a complimentary half hour to the first 10 people as well.
Oh,
so
that's not bad.
I know. Isn't that good? And we go all the way to the end of May, through May 29th. So it's really, you'll feel like you are totally ready. It's getting you totally ready to have the love you want in your life. And and have a life that you love as well. So I'm kind of excited. It's going to be a fun group. We are inviting women and men. Of course, I tend to get more women, but we've got a couple guys coming too.
Oh, great. So guys, you got to get out there too. It's all about you. I mean, it takes two in this. I mean, in order for you to find the right woman, I think that will be suggestive for the guys to go. But most guys don't like all that little love stuff. They get all offensive when you talk about love. They want to be hard. You're not talking about all that. You can be hardcore anytime. A woman still wants a man who knows how to love and treat her right.
Absolutely. It's not going to work otherwise. So it is important. I mean, people tend to not get support in that area of life, but in any other area of life, you know, of course you need to get support and coaching and guidance if you want to do well. So really, if you want to find true love and live happily ever after, you know, your quickest path is going to be guided by somebody who can help you. You don't have to do it all by yourself and guess and hope that it works out.
Yes.
You can get some support.
I want somebody to help me out if you want to find that true love.
That's right. Yeah, you can be inspired. You can go from being confused to being really clear. And, you know, you can learn how to avoid destructive patterns that haven't worked for you and really learn how to let go of the things that have held you back. And just get more deliberate, more discerning, and make wise choices. And then you get to live happily ever after. You really can live happily ever after, but you just have to do your homework first.
You got to do that. Most definitely, always do your homework because you never know who you might meet out there. So, Dr. Wendy, I really appreciate you for being on this show today. I mean, it was a pleasure for you sharing your successful tips with us, getting us to open up and to understand why things are the way they are in this relationship. And I hope that people do reach out to you and contact you because it's a lot, and it's a lot of information. And if you just had tuned in, you know I'm always archived, so you can always find that on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. But Dr. Wendy, again, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and I think that you have gave a lot of people out here good information. So I thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Technisha. It's really been a pleasure to talk with you today, and I so appreciate being part of your show. And I'm looking forward to talking with you more and to hearing from all the listeners. So thank you again. Take care.
Thank you. You too, and you have a blessing, you and your family.
Thank you. You too. I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thanks
and
a lot.
You're so welcome. And all my listeners, I do want to thank you for listening in again. And this show could not be possible without you, and it could not be possible without my guests. So I really thank everyone who has been very supportive to me in my trials and my tribulations and everything. I really do appreciate it. Well, this is the closing, and I will be seeing you tomorrow at 12 o'clock p.m. of course. So I just want to say that enjoy your day, and I will be joining you again in the future, and I want to say you have a blessed one. I do truly love you and everything that y'all have supported me, and it shows. Every time I look on here, it shows that people are actually listening, so I really do thank you so much. It means a lot to me. So I will be catching you tomorrow, like I said. And you take care and do share the love. Please get in tune with yourselves and do take heed and get involved with what Dr. Wendy was explaining about. Please take interest. You too, guys. I know that, like we said, you want to be hardcore, but women still need love, so we need your support too. It's not just about us. So I'll be seeing you tomorrow at 12 p.m. And, of course, if you want to get in contact with me, you can go to technishaday@gmail.com. That's technishaday@gmail.com. I'm always available there.
thank you for tuning in to The Bright Side with Tanisha.
Come back daily from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.
God bless.